This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The players for all but four NFL teams will be watching games on television this weekend, unless they're hunting or playing golf. Meanwhile, the two NFL conference final games will determine which two teams meet in Super Bowl XLVIII. Six Roman numerals. Gotta be a dandy. Anyway, joining me now is Greg Doyle of CBS Sports for some good football talk or perhaps some bad gridiron gab. I don't know. Ready, Greg?
I'm ready to go. XLV triple I. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Let's start with Sunday's early game between Denver and New England. Everybody is touting the quarterback rivalry between the Broncos' Peyton Manning and the Patriots' Tom Brady. But Brady has won 10 out of the 14 games in which these two have met. Hammer versus nail. Not much of a rivalry, is it?
Oh, I don't know. You know, football is a team game, obviously. Brady's had Bill Belichick as coach, and Manning has had Dungy's okay. Jim Caldwell's not, but also Belichick and Brady have a great defense, and Manning really hasn't had that. I just feel bad for him that everybody's talking about his playoff record is so bad, and Tom Brady owns him, and it's really not right to pin that record on Manning. He's put up exceptional numbers, even in the postseason.
The Patriots have experienced roster problems created by multiple injuries, murder charges, things of that nature, but they've had big contributions from some unexpected players. Tell me about some of them.
Well, that's what Belichick does. You know, Belichick has a genius for finding diamonds in the rough. LeGarrette Blount, last time anybody heard of him, he was punching out a player at Boise State, kind of been on the scrap heap a little bit, and you know, he goes to New England and gets recreated there. And as far as receivers go, I mean, Belichick finds Julian Edelman in college playing quarterback, makes him a receiver. He sees things people don't see. It's a vision. He's not the most personable guy I've ever seen, but he's got a great vision for spotting football talent.
In the NFC, it'll be San Francisco against Seattle in Sunday's late game. You recently wrote that Seattle's Pete Carroll should now be considered one of the league's elite head coaches. Why?
Not just the league's elite head coaches, but the sport of football's elite head coaches. This is a guy that's won a national title in college and a guy that's two games away from winning a Super Bowl. If he does it, big if, but if he does it, he'll join Jimmy Johnson and Barry Switzer. Not that Switzer is a very good coach or could even spell cat, but he'll join those two guys as the only two people who have ever won a Super Bowl and a national title. But in addition to that, you know, he went to Seattle and historically has not been good, and he's got them as a juggernaut.
Seattle's not only a juggernaut, they're the only one of the four remaining teams never to have won a Super Bowl. Does that serve as motivation at this point?
I don't think so. I would imagine that half the people on that team, maybe more, don't know that, and the half that do know don't care. History like that is for people like us to talk about. My experience from talking to the people in the middle of the battle is that they don't think about that stuff. It's on the outside. They're going to want to win a Super Bowl because they're going to want to win one. It's got nothing to do with the fact that this franchise never has won one. Now, after it's all said and done, I'm sure they would be proud to be the first. But at this exact moment, I can't imagine that inspires them more than just the idea of winning one for themselves.
It's been forever since the 49ers made the Super Bowl. What's it been, like a whole year?
Yeah, well, look, get used to it. Jim Harbaugh is really, really good. And obviously, he and Pete Carroll can't both go to the Super Bowl, but they can both meet in the NFC title game every year for the next decade, and it wouldn't surprise me if they do. Jim Harbaugh is probably, I don't mind saying this, he might be the greatest football coach of all time. He's a young guy, hasn't proved it yet, but 10 years from now, when all's said and done, I think we'll all see that.
All right, Greg, time to earn your money. Which two teams will meet in Super Bowl XLVIII?
Seattle wins at home because they're at home. Denver's going to win because the weather's going to be great and it just happens to be at home. But I've already looked at the weather forecast, and it's going to be 60, sunny, no wind in Denver. That means Peyton Manning throws for 6,000 yards. So it'll be Denver versus Seattle in the Super Bowl.
If it's 6,000 yards, I'm calling you back, man, because I want some lottery numbers from you.
That might be a record as far as I know.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBS Sports, and he's our pro gridiron guy as well here at Only a Game. Thanks, Greg.
All right, Bill. Thank you.